This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on the second day of Jumad al-Ula 1444, corresponding to Sunday the 27th of November 2022. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators for today. The Zakat Nisab is 7,200 rand, the Mahar of Fatimi is 17,900 rand, and the minimum Mahar is 360 rand. A very warm welcome to our esteemed Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. The program is simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar in the Durban, Pietermaritzburg, local and global regions. We commence by welcoming Mufti Sahib onto the program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, and Jazakallah Khairan for joining us.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa fi azwaji, jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, we commence by going to Surah Al-Anfal from the Quran Kareem, Surah number 8, the ending of Surah, the ending of Ayah number 30, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Mufti Sahib, please explain this particular ayah to us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with that, we start on a sad note, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and our sister Fatima, our sister Halima Dosani passed away, the wife of Farooq Dosani and the mother of Sajid Dosani. They originally from Malawi, they spent many, many years in Heidelberg. So that's how we know them very, very well. So today, inshallah, at around 5:45 is pick-up time, and then Janaza. So they're there in Johannesburg area. So make dua for her, of Marhuma and Halima Dosani, and originally Malawi, then Heidelberg, now in Johannesburg. Pick-up time is at 5:45. Oh Allah Ta'ala grant the marhuma Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the Fabiri family Sabre Jameel. When one studies the noble Quran, you will find in chapter 8 and verse number 30, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. And when you study the noble Quran even further, then you will find it is mentioned in the past tense as well, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. So makar, what it means? It means when people are plotting, planning and so forth, scheming, trying to cause harm to people and Muslims in particular. So let us see both verses and then we will understand it better. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 54. Almighty Allah speaks about وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. So this is when the Jews, remember, were plotting and planning to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. So they were plotting, planning, but Almighty Allah has the master plan, and Allah is the best of planners. Almighty Allah cursed the Jews forever, and Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, his name Nami Isme Grami, honorable name, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary the Virgin, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 19 dedicated to her, the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the noble Quran. When you study chapter 8, verse number 30, there you will find it is in the present tense and future tense. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. This is when the Yahud and the Jews and the enemies of Islam, they were trying to, Allah forbid, assassinate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or they were trying to send Nabi alayhi wa sallam in exile. So Almighty Allah states, وَيَمْكُرُونَ. They are plotting, planning and scheming. And remember, Almighty Allah has his master plan. So the master plan of Almighty Allah is always the best. If you just look today, look at occupied Palestine, and you will see how they are plotting, planning in Israel. If you look at India, and what will you see there? Very similar. Similarly, you look at, you must remember, Iraq, you look at Iran, you look at Syria, Libya, all these places, the enemies plotting, planning, scheming against the Muslims. And for us, we must always not only speak about the problem, we must speak about the solution. So see, the word is mentioned there also. This is Quran Sharif. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Quran, they will expound and elaborate on the other verses. When we know the enemies are plotting, planning, what must we do? Minimum, read Surah chapter 44, verse 44. I hand over my matters to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah Mu'min, chapter 40, verse 44. Verily, Almighty Allah is all observing over the servants. When we read that, then chapter 40, verse 45, the next verse, what Allah says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُ. See the word makar? That, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will protect that person from the evil, what these people are plotting and planning. You know, Sunday we have a lot of stories to say, Hafizah. You see our Maimon language, my mother tongue. So some words are from Arabic, some words from Urdu, some words from Gujarati, some words from here and there. So when we used to go to school and madrasa in the 60s, so sometimes we pretend we are sick, you know. But the mother knows very well, she knows us in and out, you know. So my mother used to tell my father that I makar kareto. In Maimon you say, I makar kareto. That he's not sick, he's just playing spaza sick. He's just pretending he's sick. I want to show you how the word works, you see. So makar means that. You're plotting, planning, pretending and so forth. So in Maimon we say, I makar kareto. So that is another jewel of our Maimon language, of his body. I have to teach you some Maimon also.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read du'as which are not mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem or the Ahadith?
Remember that it depends where are we talking about. If we are speaking about in Salat, in Namaz, in prayer, then we should read those du'as that are mentioned in the Noble Qur'an or in the Ahadith Mubarakah by Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Sayyidina wa Habibuna wa Shafi'una Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But out of Salat, you must remember, then you use your own words, you construct your own sentences, and you ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is fine, there's no problem. For example, you say the ulama when they're begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, make Sattari, cover Ya Allah our vices, our sins. You say, Ya Sattaru, Ya Jalilu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu. You take the attributes of Almighty Allah, Bisitrikal Jameel. Ya Allah, what your beautiful covering, cover and conceal our vices and sins. Now, the way I read it now is not mentioned in any authentic hadith, but if you read it out of Salat, out of Namaz, so we will say permissible. We will not say Sunnah, we will say permissible. But in Salat, remember, then we should always read the Quranic du'as. You know the book, the 40 Rabbanas. So those type of du'as in Sajda or in the ending of Salat or the Ahadith Mubarakah. So you read and beg and petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what we should do during our Salat, prayer and Namaz.
Mufti Sahib, what is the latest news from India?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today was a very, very special day in my life that I told my wife, you know, I woke up 3 o'clock and mashallah, I had to get ready and so forth and rush from here to go to Darul Zakaria. There Fajr Salat is 4:30. So mashallah that I read Fajr Salat there, and then they have Yasin Khatam and so forth for the students. And then from there we went to Marlboro. Our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, Allah grant our Ustaz Siha Afia. So mashallah, wonderful majlis we had there, you know, in Marlboro, in the Jami Masjid, big crowd also. Then there's one brother there, Bashir Abid, you know, so he came to me. I know him well because we met him in Zimbabwe and so forth. So a good guy, you know. So mashallah, so he told me that the guest is here by his brother's place. So I mean, you asked him, Sheikh Sajjad Nomani, Hazrat Moana Manzoor Nomani Rahimahullah, he and Hazrat Moana Abul Hassan Nadwi Nawarallahu Marqadahu, they were best friends, like. So Hazrat Moana Manzoor Nomani passed us away in May, you know, 4th of May 1997, and Hazrat Alimia passes away in the last 10 nights of, in the last 10 days of Ramadan and 1999. So it was Ramadan, I was in the Haram, and they read Salatul Janaza there, Ghaiban in Abstentia. So anyway, the point I want to make is, so he said that Hazrat won't be coming, meaning that Maulana Sajjad Nomani won't be coming to the Majlis, is not feeling well. So I must convey this message to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. So I said, fine. So after everything, we had breakfast and so forth. So we went there for 20 minutes, half an hour. So we sat with Maulana Sajjad Nomani, and you know that Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib asked him few questions. Then I said, let me ask one question. So I asked him that, you know, Hazrat, that all these things are going on today, and we read in the media. He says what you all are reading is about 10-20% of what really is going on there. His words were that what Muslims went through in Burma, what Muslims went through in other parts of the world, so that is exactly what is happening currently there in India. Things are so bad and so forth, you know. So the picture he painted was a bleak picture, but we are Muslims. We never lose hope in the mercy of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. So never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. See, if we just draw a parallel, an example, and apply the law of analogy, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, if somebody had to ask you, when I went to Turkey the first time, so that lady, she was the guide. So when we went to Topkapi, we went to other places, so I asked her that, why you not explaining to the people the Arabic? So she looked down and said she can't read Arabic. So I said, okay, whenever there's Arabic, you keep quiet, I'll take over and I'll explain to the people, the group and so forth. She said, fine. Then I asked her that, you know, didn't you go madrasa? She took me one side and said, this is about 30-40 years ago. So, you know, she told me that, don't ever use that word again. We're not allowed to use these words. Imagine madrasa they couldn't use in Turkey. This is my personal experience. But today, mashallah, thousands of students becoming hafiz, thousands of masajid open, great ulama are there, and so forth and so on. So that is Allah Ta'ala's Deen. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala shows us examples. So India, things are looking bleak for the Muslims now. The madrasas are getting closed down, and the masajid, the mosque are getting demolished, and so many things are happening to the Muslims, the women getting raped and so forth. Wallahul musta'an. Only Almighty Allah can help us. But when we study Quran Sharif, when we study Sunnah Mubarakah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, in Tansurullah, if you continue helping the deen of Almighty Allah, Islam you keep on helping, Yansurkum, Almighty Allah will help you and assist you, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Almighty Allah will keep your feet firm for you. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, the surah named after the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verse 7, chapter 47, verse 7, And if you open, you the students, ulama, open Sunan Nasai, and this hadith gives us so much motivation, inspiration. Imam Nasai rahimahullah brought a heading, Tarjamatul Bab, Babu Ghazwatul Hind, Babu Ghazwatul Hind, when the Muslim army will attack India. India, Hind means the old India. So India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Burma, Afghanistan, all those were part, remember, of India and so forth and so on. So you know the greater India. So the people who will remain on kufr and disbelief and idol worship. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave glad tidings. Isabatan min ummati. There'll be two groups of my ummah. Fa ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Almighty Allah will protect and save them from Jahannam and the hellfire. Isabatun taghzul Hind. One group will fight India. So remember that. And you know that in Hajjaj bin Yusuf time, that is how Hind and Sindh and all these areas got liberated and became Muslim. Sindh is part of Pakistan and Hind is India as we know today. And thereafter, remember that a new army will come that time. And the second army, wa isabatun taghzu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam, that a second army will be with Nabi Isa alayhi salam, fighting the Jutlas and so forth. So this is the unholy alliance of Israel and India. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we the Muslim Ummah will be victorious. Sayyidina Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said, this hadith is sahih and authentic in Sunan Nasai. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, the reporter, rawi of this hadith, states, if I am there, I will be right in the first surf and I'll be dicing with death. I know that if I pass away, I become a martyr. And I'm in afdali shuhada. I will be from the greatest of martyrs. So when we study the Quran Sharif, when we study Sunnah Mubarakah, then this gives us a great, great inspiration, motivation. Minimum to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Earl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, every day read 2 rakat salat and raise your hands, go into sajda. Oh Allah, help the oppressed Muslims of the world wherever they are, because such a zulm, oppression, transgression is taking place against them just because they are Muslim. That is the minimum requirement from each one of us.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a female to wear her wedding ring while she's in the state of ihram?
100% in the state of ihram, you want to wear your wedding ring, you want to wear jewelry, you want to wear sunglasses, the men or the women, because sometimes the intense heat there, people who got hearing aid, you know, they can't hear properly. So all that for male and female is permissible, there's no problem. So the men want to wear a watch, all that, women wore watch, they want to wear their ring. So all that would be considered permissible whilst you are in the state of ihram. She don't want to take out a ring. She say, this is my hubby, I love him so much, you know. So one person got married recently, Hafiz Wadi, so he put a big board there outside, computer for sale, internet for sale, everything for sale. So his neighbor asked him, Baji, Mota, you're right, why are you putting your computer and your internet, everything for sale? He said, the lady I got married, she's got all the answers, that anything I ask her, that she got, she sharper than the internet and computer. So she got too many answers. I no more need internet, I no more need computer. You know, human, mashallah, they are our buzruks. We can't do without them, and we shout them also, but we still must love them always. Remember that. Me and you just eat, but how did they prepare the meal? How much sacrifice they made? Do we ever think of that? So go to your honey and tell her, oh poppy, oh honey, take this money for all the wonderful times you gave me, my darling, my honey, my sweetheart. So in that way, Islam teaches us, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, treat your wives with love, with equity and justice.
Mufti Sahib, is it a sunnah for women to apply henna or mehndi?
100%. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. One day a lady behind the parda, she was giving something to the master. Parda means the veil, the curtain. So she was giving something to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the hand, the lady's hand was like nothing on it. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyadu rajulin aw imra'a?" Is this a male's hand or a female's hand? Meaning, you should apply henna, you should apply mehndi, and so forth. If you take our women and so forth, then when there's nikah or when it's Eid and special occasions, then they apply. But it's not only sunnah that time. Throughout the year, you apply the henna, mehndi. So that is sunnah for the ladies. Remember that, and it's very good you should do that. Instead of applying all this nail polish and all these funny crazy things which are not permissible, where the water cannot go through it and so forth. So apply henna, mehndi, and remember that the men you want to apply mehndi and so forth, so apply on your beard, apply on your hair. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told and informed the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, Abu Quhafa, his name was Uthman. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's name was Abdullah bin Uthman radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr bin Abi Quhafa. His hair was gone grayish, whitish. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Ghayru shayb," that ya Aba Quhafa, change the color of your hair. That this grayish, whitish, put some mehndi there and henna there on your beard Mubarak, on your hair Mubarak. So for the men, that is what they should do and so forth. If you leave it white completely, it's fine. La tantifu shayb, fa innahu nurul muslim. So you want to leave it white, it's fine also. But if you want to apply henna and mehndi on your beard for the man, on your hair, so all that is fine and permissible. So about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's father, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that the white hair is nur and radiance and effulgence, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad.
Mufti Sahib, Ismail Dokrat from Pomeroy has extended an invitation to Mufti Sahib, and especially after him seeing Mufti Sahib's program for Northern Natal. He says Pomeroy is not there, Mufti Sahib.
Ah, Bichara Ismail Bhai is after me so long, you know. So maybe I must just make some detour somewhere and see what we can do, and maybe go read one namaz there or something. So we will see, Ismail Mota. Inshallah, your Pomeroy, I came there once, I remember. I know it's 2x2 town, you know. So story time, my one cousin got married. So she's from Khrelingstad. So you all don't know where Khrelingstad. Between Balfour and Stenerton, you get Khrelingstad. So she got married there in Komatipur, and I had to perform the nikah. So before the nikah, I said, my sister is getting married, and the groom is there from Komatipur. At least she's making 100% progress in life. From one horse town, she's going to a two horse town. So when the children come now, they told me the horse also ran away. So anyway, you must remember this. So Pomeroy is like that. So Ismail Mota, inshallah, I'm not promising, but let us see. Maybe you speak to Hafiz Salim, you know, Dokrat, and I don't know what's the kilos and that. Maybe Friday morning, Fajr time, we can make a program there. I'm just thinking of it aloud. So let's give you our program for this week. Yeah, this year it'll start Wednesday. Inshallah, Hafiz Anwar Pochi of Nigel. Allah grant his father Jannatul Firdaus. Very good man. And mashallah, he studied by me there in Darul Newcastle in 81. So he will come with me, inshallah. And our first stop, inshallah, will be there in Freyheit. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada, Rahimahullah, wa Ustad also. I never studied directly, but I should treat Hazrat as my Ustad. You know, such a great Alim, Hafiz, Abul Hufaz, all his children, the grandchildren, mashallah, children, six sons and one daughter, and grandchildren, the last count I had was about 25 grandchildren, all Hafiz. So who gets all this? The Uliyaullah, Hazraji Katawajju, Hazraji's Dua, Hazraji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, loved Mawlana Ismail Katrada, Rahimahullah. So we will make our first stop there, inshallah, Al-Aziz, 5 o'clock, inshallah, the program Asr is there on Wednesday, so we'll try and be there asr time, and then we have to give some advices to the students who are studying there. Madrasa Islamiya Ibrahimiya. Hazrat Mohana Ismail Katrada's father also was Hafiz Ibrahim. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, you know. Our Hafiz Sali, he's there, his wife, mashallah, she's my student also. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala reward them, bless them with all pious children. And then inshallah Maghrib we will read there in Masjid Abu Huraira in Freyheit, and the program is there. So that is Freyheit, two programs after Asr in the Madrasa, and after Isha after Maghrib rather, in Masjid Abu Huraira. After Isha is Chow program, eating program. So that's there. Then inshallah that will be Wednesday night. Thursday we will come this way to Denhauser, and inshallah after Zohar the Masjid has been extended and so forth. My brother Zahir is there, our Haji Musa son, you know, Musa Haji son, Haji Musa Haji, so double Haji there. So anyway, so you can to contact him. So brief program after Zohar, and then inshallah there will be lunch and what have you. We'll go graveyard and so forth. Our Ibrahim Desai, my pony, they used to call him, my neighbor, you know, wonderful person. So inshallah we'll go graveyard, make dua for all of them. Obviously we'll go to the grave of Hazrat Mona Ismail Katrada rahimahullah as well. And then at night there's a Hif Jalsa there after Maghrib, three youngsters, I forget their names, but we'll send out the poster tomorrow or so. So mashallah there'll be a Hif Khatam Hif Jalsa there in Denhauser. Allah reward the students, Allah reward the parents, the teachers, and the entire community, mashallah. So that is now Thursday night. Hafiz Salim Dokra there in Dandi, I hope you or Hafiz Lukman, your son, is listening. So let's make one change, you know, let's include our Pomeroy. So Baji, we can make a Fajr program there. So you better tell the whole Pomeroy Fajr time, they must be there. So inshallah, so I will leave the Tahajjud time. And you know, I got program also. So I will do the program inshallah. And then we'll read Fajr Salat there in Pomeroy. And then after Fajr, we'll have our program. So we can do that inshallah. But subject to confirmation, you Dokrat, you sort it out. Haji Ismail sort it out with Hafiz Salim Dokrat and Hafiz Lukman. So inshallah that is where we can squeeze you in. Then Jummah will be in the Dandi Masjid inshallah. Our guest host day is mashallah Hafiz Salim. And then in the afternoon we will come this side towards Newcastle, go graveyard, our honorable principal Hazrat Mohd Qasim Sema, and so many thousand hundred people we know in Newcastle, so many of them passed away, so we must go to graveyard. And then inshallah after Maghrib in Masjid Siddiq there will be, you know, the program. And then inshallah the guest has arrived already, that is our Maulana Sheikh Sajjad Nu'mani. He is the son of Hazrat Mona Manzoor Nu'mani rahimahullah. So he will be there already. I spoke to Mona Ismail Aku, he was there in Marlboro. He said from Wednesday onwards then Maulana will be giving lessons to the students and ulama and so forth. And then Saturday Sunday the Jalsa taking place in Newcastle. So inshallah we will be there in Northern Natal area this week. Make dua. So Ismail Muta, you contact Hafiz Salim. Hafiz Salim, you contact Ismail Muta. I think Pomeroy, the Dandi is not so far, so we can make some plan that way. But Baji, you better, once it's confirmed, tell all the guys there, I don't want to come there and there's one Muazzin and one Imam and Ismail Muta and me. Then what we'll speak to? We'll speak to the Jinnats only. You know how it is. So you must pass the word around. Okay, Baji? Inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, before we go for the break, just I think about 2 minutes or so that we have. Please tell us about the daily nasiha, Mufti Sahab.
MashaAllah, daily nasiha. I must thank our Maulana Hafiz Qari Ahmed Dokrat Hafidahullah, my special brother. So every day I have to speak to Maulana, MashaAllah. I just switched on my phone to check properly now. So yesterday was, MashaAllah, 2557. So we started this with the Maulana suggestion, Hada min Fadli Rabbi, Hada Rahmatu Mi Rabbi, in 2015, and it was December. And now this week I will be in Newcastle, Northern Natal, and Darulum Newcastle is 50 years old this year. Allah reward our Mohd Qasim Sema. We must never forget Appa Sakina. I always tell the students, if you will study Maulana's history, Behind every successful man is a woman. But I add one word there. Behind every successful man is an exhausted woman. You know what that lady did? When Maulana came there with Darulum is situated, there was no water there. There was no electricity there. Jungle mein mangal bana diya. Oh, open, Maulana used to tell me the story. He said, what sacrifices? So Maulana was very modest. He wouldn't tell people all these things publicly, you know, but we know. Then she used to cook for the students. She used to, you know, wash the clothing of the students who came there in 73 and so forth. So great sacrifices. So make dua. So it was December, and then next week, mashallah, we will be in Cape Town. Our Darulum graduates from Darulum Newcastle and Qasimul Ulum, they are 25 years there. Our Moana Anwar Peters, our Moana Ashraf Lamara, our Moana Shaheed Shamsuddin, Muhammadul Qadir Mari. So all of them are there. So Allah Ta'ala accept all their khidmat and services. We just go as guests 3-4 days and come back, but the sacrifices they have to make. So mashallah. So it was, we were in Cape Town 2015, and I delivered a talk, and Moana Ahmed came. He said so many things he learned and so forth. Now my habit, I don't worry about recording, and whoever wants to record, don't record it. I don't record, you know, normally. So anyway, so he told me we must do something. I said, Maulana, me, I'm not media savvy. I'm in the media, but I'm not media savvy. I don't know all this Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all. Everybody knows, you know, I'm really foolish and hopeless and useless in these things. Yeah. He said, no, you just send to me and I'll do the rest. Then slowly, I had to learn everything. So yesterday, mashallah, Maulana sent it, and then we sent it out. So yesterday was 2557, and then I sent Maulana last night 3 also, you know, for today, for tomorrow, and for Tuesday, and so forth. So inshallah, because when we travel, then I send Maulana more and more. So we make dua for Maulana Ahmed Dokra's father, Haji Suleiman Dokra. If those of you who met him, you met the Waliullah. So what a great person. The people, Chinese, they used to look at this man, honesty, integrity, and embrace Islam. How Islam spread in Indonesia, and that not through ulama, not through people who were teaching, preaching Islam, no, but through their business, through their honesty, through their integrity. So that is how people were embracing Islam on his hand. So great person, Allah Ta'ala reward our Maulana Ahmed. Great lesson for all of us. So inshallah, you see, I told today also somebody that you must always make dua. Read 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ij'alna min al maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. That is the dua we must make. Today, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab taught me a new lesson. When we were there by Maulana Sajjad Nomani, so Hazrat asked him, you studied there in Lucknow, and then what happened? He said, no, after Lucknow, I went there to Dioban. So Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib asked him, that time Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib was there. He said, when Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib passed away, so it was 1972, I was still studying there. Now look at what Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib said. He said, when Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib passed away, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah said, Shaykhul Hadith to bohot milenge, lekin muhaddis bohot kam milenge. For those of you who don't understand, so Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Shaykhul Islam, Nawarullah Marqada, who passes away in 57, Maulana Fakhruddin comes there and teaches Bukhari Sharif in Darulum Dioban for 15 years. 72, he passes away. And he is a student of Allama Shah Kashmiri. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri is a student of Allama Shah Kashmiri. He said, Hazrat bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, Nawarullah Marqada, who said, we perform Umrah Hajj also with Hazrat bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. So remember, Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Shaykhul Hadith bohot milenge. How many thousand people are teaching Bukhari Sharif? And everybody wants to be called Shaykhul Hadith. But Muhaddis, the true scholar of Hadith, that you will find very, very few. So trying to say what great scholars these people were and how. And then Maulana Sajjad Nomani gave a story. I'm giving you this incident. Khan Kolkar Sunnah. He said Hazrat was well in his 90s when he passed away. He said he wished to make salam. He could hardly reply. You know, he was so ill, so old, so sickly. They used to bring him in the wheelchair, there to the darasgah, to the classroom. And then Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib start teaching. They say Bukhari Sharif kholte te, open Bukhari Sharif. He used to make dam. He used to blow on the Bukhari Sharif. He used to sit in tashahud for 2.5-3 hours one way. He used to teach, and then close the kitab, and then finish. All the strength, all the power gone. But Bukhari Sharif khatam, Bukhari Sharif dars, that time he would speak and sit in one posture, one position. Isku ruhani taqat kehte, spiritual strength, which Almighty Allah blesses the awliyaullah. So these are people, special type of people. Our Maw Qasim Sema, when he passed away, 87 years old, Gregorian calendar, 90 years old, people used to come and say, get retire now. Maulanas used to say, main marte dam tak paraunga. I will teach right till my last breath. So you call that ruhani taqat. People, we saw how Allah Ta'ala blessed them. So that is what we must learn, inshaAllah Aziz.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. This afternoon's Q&A program is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue after the break.